Unit 91. Exercise 2. Page 187. Extract A.
Harry had practiced the line over and over. It was only a small part, but it could be his big break. As the butler, he had to walk on stage, take one look at the body of Sir Jasper and utter the words, "Good heavens, he's dead." On the night, Harry was waiting anxiously in the wings, muttering, "Good heavens, he's dead," to himself again and again, afraid of forgetting the magic words. His big moment came. He strode, the picture of dignity, onto the stage, until, overcome by the stress of the moment, the bright lights, the audience, a full house, watching him intently, he forgot his line.
Extract B. The Lions of Linstead are going home. A pride of lions at Linstead Adventure Park, or perhaps a shame of lions would be more appropriate, as the program to breed them has failed, and they now number only 4 adult lions, 1 male and 3 females, are to be returned to the wilds of Africa. Repatriating the big cats will be expensive, costing about £40,000, but the money has already been raised by the Friends of the Cat Organization, a charity which takes care of the lion's smaller relative, the domestic feline. The relocation can't take place just yet, though, as one of the lionesses is undergoing medical treatment. Once she has fully recovered, it will be bon voyage to the Lions of Linstead as they begin a new life in their native savannah. Extract C.
The Minister of Transport was injured today when his microwave oven exploded at his home in London. The minister was halfway through having his lunch at the time of the explosion, the force of which catapulted a number of vegetables from his plate into his face. The minister, whose injuries have been described as slight, had no comment for the press this afternoon, other than that he was glad he liked his vegetables soft-boiled.
Extract D.
We are all accountants in our family. It's a kind of family tradition and goes back through the generations. It was my maternal great-grandfather who, being the first to study accountancy, started it all. The result is that not only are my brother and sister accountants, but also my aunts and uncles, cousins, nephews and nieces. My wife is, needless to say, an accountant too, as are our 2 daughters, Penelope and Dodie. The 4 of us have a thriving business which we run. There's no mystery as to why we should enjoy accountancy, as balancing the books is in our blood. The mystery and great disappointment of our lives is our son Ronald. Why he turned his back on accountancy, and on us, and ran away to sea, I'll never know. And neither will my wife.
Extract E.
Neither Stan nor Ivy was an expert on property. Neither of them was a financial wizard. But they knew a bargain when they saw one. A huge property with extensive gardens in the middle of London. Its previous owner, a Mrs. Winters, had asked the man who had come up to them on the street to sell it to a couple who looked like they would take care of it. All the man wanted was £10,000 in cash there and then. So they bought it from him there and then. They knew a bargain when they saw it. It didn't matter that they weren't going to live in it all year. They had to get back to Texas. They bought it because they wanted to use it as a holiday home whenever they were in England.
Extract B.
Extract F.
The students in the English as a foreign language class were sorry when their favourite teacher, Mr. Brown, didn't turn up for lessons. This happened a couple more times when they had a replacement teacher, until the headmaster came to tell them what had happened. No, Mr. Brown hadn't left. The students breathed a sigh of relief. The headmaster explained that an aunt who had brought Mr. Brown up as a child, for he was an orphan, had recently died, and he had been given compassionate leave. The mood was somber when Mr. Brown returned to school the next day. Paolo got up, went over to the teacher, presented him with a bouquet of flowers from the class, shook his hand, and said, with the quiet, heartfelt dignity which he deemed to be suitable for the occasion, "Congratulations."
Extract G.
Police are looking for two men who stole a radiator from the Museum of Modern Art last night. The two men are believed to have stolen the radiator in the mistaken belief that it was a valuable piece of postmodern sculpture. Inspector Lestrade, who is leading the investigation into the crime, said, "In a museum containing works by Moore, Picasso and Dali, these men decided to steal a radiator. Clearly, they are idiots."
Extract H.
Let's say that our hotel was unusual. Our room was the size of a small cupboard, and our bed had one leg missing. The only washing facility we had was a rusty bucket, and our breakfast was the remains of the previous night's dinner. On our door, there was a sign that said that guests should jump out of the window if there happened to be a fire. We found this particular piece of advice somewhat intriguing, as our room was on the 7th floor.
Extract I.
She had spent so much time with them. First of all, she had to break down the walls of suspicion, gain their trust. Then she began to learn their language, helped to look after any members of the colony who became sick, gradually integrating herself into their community so as to become one of them. It had taken courage and determination, a willingness to face the hostility of others, particularly hunters and poachers. It had taken a special kind of single-mindedness that willingly makes any sacrifice that is necessary. Her reward was the friendship or even kinship with the gorillas, who brought her fruit every day to show how much they appreciated her.